let's go. It's time to have the conversation. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers get the victory yesterday. Justin Fields, I thought, was pretty good.
They look to throw on first down. Taking a shot. He wants Pickens. He's got him. Pickens back to his feet. Inside the 20. Biggest play of the day for the Steelers. Fields hits Pickens for 51.
Man, Justin is, you know, as I've gotten to know him, man, he is a real steady Eddie, man. He's not overly talkative, man, but he's got a steady, strong demeanor. And just being in stadium with him, man, some of the things that I've seen through team development were confirmed. It's just good to be able to communicate with a guy when things get thick and you see the clear eyes. He's there. He's solid as a rock. And I think his play and thus our play is kind of reflective of that.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Steelers fans, who do you want to see start against the Denver Broncos on Sunday? So far, early returns, 55% of people saying Russ, 45% of people saying Justin Fields. Fields goes 17-23, 156, rushed for 57 yards, did not turn the football over, hit a couple of big plays. Doran, before you answer the question, how'd you think he played?
I thought he played exactly like Justin Fields needs to play, but underneath the control of a better offensive coordinator. Love Luke Getsy. I think that, and everybody, you know, he's a Pittsburgh guy. I'm not trying to throw shade at him, but, you know, Luke Getsy wasn't the right pairing for Justin Fields in Chicago. I think that Arthur Smith kind of, it's a slow developing process with Justin Fields. I get that, but it just seemed that his mentality was a little bit different, but he still was the same. Like, they didn't want to take away what he does really well and say, you need to change all your mechanics. You need to change your thought process of playing quarterback. No, we still want you to be Justin Fields, but let's be smart about it. Like, this is why that, you know, don't take the chances that you took in Chicago. We'll handle that. We'll put you in the good situations, but you still be Justin. I think that Arthur Smith did a great job with Justin in yesterday's game. He didn't put the ball in harm's way, didn't have any turnovers. But he used his legs. The running game for the Steelers set up the boots and the waggles and, you know, clean pockets. And then he tucked it down and ran whenever he needed to. So I thought that he played pretty well. I wasn't like, you know, blown out by it, but I thought he played well.
I think you said all that really well. I don't have much to add there. I think, though, what you really hit on is they let him be Justin, but also were a little bit conservative.
Yes.
So it was kind of the melding of what Fields did in Chicago, but also what the Steelers have done the last few years. I'm looking at the pass chart right now. He didn't throw anything in the middle of the field.
Not one pass.
Not one pass the entire game in the middle of the field. And that's been a knock on Fields in the past. It's been a knock on the Steelers' offense in the past. I think eventually you're going to need to see that. Play action, tight end usage, middle of the field. I think because you don't want him to turn the ball over, because he found out on Friday or Saturday or on Sunday that he's going to be the starting quarterback, you do need to protect him from himself in that game. And every game should be different, but you just needed to get out of that stadium with the dub. Did hit some big plays. The throw to Pickens that got called back, that was the quote-unquote garbage call push-off. He drops that thing right in the bucket.
Perfect.
That's a hell of a throw. You had the throw before halftime where he kind of rolls to the left, turns, resets his body, absolute laser beam across the field to George Pickens, which thankfully Pickens got out of bounds there.
Seriously.
That was almost real, real dumb. But that's a throw that Justin Fields makes that I don't think any of the three Steelers quarterbacks on the roster last year makes. So there were a lot of good things from Fields. So IMO, here's what I want to see. And we want you to call in on this at 412-928-9370. Best caller wins tickets to All Elite Wrestling at the Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. Who do you want to start at quarterback against Denver? 412-928-9370. I'm going back to Justin Fields, Doran. We did not see everything that Justin Fields has to offer. For me, I saw enough to want to see more. He didn't screw the game up, made some big plays with his legs, made a couple of big plays with his arms. I think right now is the perfect time to do it. I know it's Denver, and I know Russ wants revenge, and I'd love to see Russ get revenge against that jerk-off Sean Payton as well. But you have the opportunity here, because of the calf injury, to say Russ isn't 100% and see what it looks like with Justin Fields, because he could be the franchise quarterback. Could be. I'm not saying he is. Give me one more week to figure it out.
I want to see Russ.
I know.
I want to see Russ. I just want to see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I want to see how different it is. I want to see, you know, the management. I want to see if he can go in there and they only have 2-3 and outs. I want to see you know, some of the things that he brings to the table, because you could always go back to Justin. You know, I feel like Justin, I feel like Justin would benefit with another week. I think he could, yeah. I think he's a player that would get better and better as the weeks do go on. I really do believe that. But I just want to see what Russ has. If he is 100%, which I don't believe he'll be 100%, 1 week with an injury like that is not going to make you 100%. So I am leaning towards Justin Fields will play. But if he is 100% out of nowhere, I want to see Russ.
I will say this. If they feel like Russ is 100%, no question in my mind, Mike Tomlin will make him the starting quarterback.
Yes.
And they got out of there with the win. And we did see a lot of good things from Justin Fields. We saw some ugly things from Justin Fields, particularly early, the snap issues, a couple of inaccurate throws. I think if you gave Mike Tomlin truth serum, after the second bobbled snap, he's thinking, we need Russ Wilson. Even after they win the game, and he said nice things, obviously, about Justin Fields following the game, I think he thinks about those things. I think he thinks about the screw-ups. That's the Mike Tomlin we've seen over the last few years. He wants quarterbacks that aren't going to mess it up, and those wound up not screwing it up, but easily could have. I think that's all Mike Tomlin needed to see for him to think, if Russ is 100%, I'm going back to that guy as my starting quarterback. I do think that will be the decision from Tomlin. I'd give Fields one more try.
I honestly don't know, you know, from the plays that they hit, and the offense would have looked different, but I don't know if they win that game if Russ is the quarterback. Now, Russ can still move, but he can't move like Fields, and Fields had 57 yards rushing. Like, a lot of those drives that we talked about that weren't three and outs, that's because, like, he is so explosive that, you know, he's not just a mobile quarterback. Like, he is a runner.
Yes.
And I don't know if, and Russ is not that anymore.
No.
He may have been that ish a little bit in his career, but I don't know how that game looks if Russ is the quarterback. Like, I don't know if they hit big plays. I don't know if they were constructed. You know, who else are you going to throw to? Like, is Van Jefferson going to have a better game than he did with Russ than he did with Justin Fields?
Man, I think they would not have run the ball as well if Russ were in there. Maybe they would have hit more big passing plays, right, though, if Russ were in there. I thought Atlanta did a good job. The few read options that we saw, I thought they did a good job of making sure that they weren't going to let Fields beat them. But you have to account for that, which is so important. I thought it's one of the reasons the Steelers, while the yards per carry wasn't great, I think it's one of the reasons why the Steelers rushed for almost 140 yards, is because you had to worry about Fields. Saw a couple scrambles, saw a couple design QB powers, which I really like. Mm-hmm. I just want to see more. I want to see Justin Fields get the first team reps this week, and I want to see what it looks like after he gets a full week with the first team reps. And you mentioned it. This is not an injury that's going to get better overnight for Russell Wilson. In fact, it kept him out for a few weeks in training camp. And now that it's the second time, do you want to be even more careful this time around? Maybe. I know I would. You can hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. On the text line, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And give us a ring on that fan hotline, 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Who do you want to see the Steelers start at quarterback on Sunday against the Broncos? Best caller wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event. We'll hear from you when we come back.
It's really, you know, not a long, drawn-out process. I'd rather deal with short-term misery, to be quite honest with you. We're in week one. There's a lot of ball out in front of us. I just thought it was appropriate to put the healthy guys on the field. I felt really good about both quarterbacks. I was very clear to you guys when I named Russ the starter how comfortable I was with both quarterbacks. And so if that is true, why not be really comfortable with playing Justin under the circumstances with Russ being in less than ideal physical shape? And so that was the thought process. It wasn't a lot of discussion. Russ was very supportive today, and that was appreciated. But we went with Justin. Man, I'm glad we got two real capable quarterbacks, as I've mentioned before.
All right, two capable quarterbacks. Who should start on Sunday against the Broncos? 412-928-9370. I saw enough out of Justin Fields that I want to see more. Doran says he'd go with Russell Wilson if he's healthy, obviously. Not everything to like, though, about the performance, obviously. Snap issues early, only 18 points, no touchdowns. And then the wide receivers not named George Pickens, two catches. Van Jefferson had one catch. Calvin Austin had one catch. That's not great. I don't know that that's a Justin Fields thing. I think it might just be a nobody behind George Pickens is good thing. But I want to see Fields again. Dora wants to see Russ. Who do you want to see? 412-928-9370. Angela in Beachview first up today. Hello, Angela.
Hi, guys. You know, it would be nice to see Russ get revenge, but we're in the business of winning, not, you know, coddling egos or whatever. An injury like that, you don't get over in a week's time. So I definitely would like to see Justin Fields. He got better as the game went on, so there's no reason not to believe he won't get better as the season goes on. Of course, he's quicker running around than Russ is, and with that O-line going through growing pains still and all those pre-snap penalties, I'd say definitely go with Fields.
Thank you, Angela. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370.
I don't know how Mike Tomlin feels moving forward right now. Like, I mean, if Russ is 100%, I think that he thinks it's going to be Russ.
Me too.
If I'm trying to get in Arthur Smith's head, I think Arthur Smith is more than comfortable and more than happy from what he saw from Justin Fields to say, you are our quarterback this week. Like, I think everybody in that building, and you just kind of heard it in the audio there, like Mike Tomlin said, hey, I feel comfortable with both. I've told you that before, so why not go with Justin Fields? I think that they really, really do. I think when you break that film down, if you're the Steelers and you're Mike Tomlin, you get a lot of things answered of what you can do moving forward, and it gives you options, and that's a good place to be in if you're Mike Tomlin. And if Russ is not 100%, if he's 94%, I am not starting him. I'm not.
Go with the healthy guy.
Go with the healthy guy. Let Russ get as healthy as possible because this is a lingering issue.
The reason I think it'll be Russ if he's healthy is twofold. One, I never thought it was a real quarterback competition. And so the second your starter is healthy, you play the starter. The other thing is I think Mike Tomlin had a little bit of a tell in that answer there. Short-term misery to go with Justin Fields. I know it's one of Mike Tomlin's saying short-term misery, long-term whatever. But characterizing going with the backup as short-term misery, I think it's a little telling. What say you? 412-928-9370. Who do you want to see the Steelers start at quarterback on Sunday? Best caller wins tickets to the All Elite Wrestling at Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. 412-928-9370. You know, I'm getting blown up on the text line, getting blown up on Twitter here, Doran. What did you really see out of Justin Fields? You really saw something? You really want to see more of this guy? Consider, yes, no touchdowns. That's not great. Get it. Totally get that. He didn't have the full week to prepare. They didn't have the game plan set up for him to be the guy. It was all week long. Here's what Russ does. We're going to set it up for Russ. You're working with the ones. You're getting that rapport. And yes, Justin Fields got a lot of time in the preseason. But that's training camp. It's a totally different animal.
Yeah.
Now you're going on the road against Atlanta. That's a defense with good players on it and Grady Jarrett and that safety tandem and A.J. Terrell and Judon, full speed. It wasn't going to look perfect. It just wasn't. And if it wasn't this weird, hokey quarterback situation throughout the entire preseason, people would have taken, I think, this. The backup quarterback coming in, right? Like, if it was another backup quarterback, if it was Kyle Allen, you would go, oh, wow, 18 points, and you won the game, and you ran the ball well, and I think people would have been okay with it. But because it's Justin Fields, I'm getting pushback here, which I just think is kind of weird. I'm okay if people say, like you, Doran, go with Russell Wilson. I just think if people thought it was a bad performance by Justin Fields, I think you're selling the guy short.
I'm saying go with Russell Wilson, not because I think Russell Wilson would do a better job than Fields. I just want to see what it looks like. I want to see what it looks like. Maybe he does do a better job. Maybe he does a worse job, but I think you need to know what that could look like and what your offense could be underneath Russell Wilson if he is 100% healthy. I just don't understand what people, like, it's not like he missed throws. And he missed, like, what, two
first
on the
drive.
First drive. Yeah, yep. Like little throws, but it's not like he missed deep balls. It's not like he missed big plays. You know, everything that he was asked to do in the situations he was put in, I feel like he answered.
I agree with that.
Like, what else did people want him to do? That's what he was asked to do.
Put it in the end zone, I guess, is what people would say. I did not like Mike Tomlin's decision to go for it on that 1-4th-and-1. I would have kicked the field goal there. I get what Tomlin was doing. He trusted his defense. He figures, hey, you score a touchdown, game's over.
I would have gone up 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gone up 8. And then if you would have kicked one more field goal, imagine you win 21-10. It feels different even though it's not. Right. It would have been 7 field goals, would have felt like 3 touchdowns. The one thing I'm not taking into account, I'm not factoring in here, is the revenge stuff for Russ. As much as I do not like Sean Payton, and I have made that clear on this program time and time again, I would love to see Russ shove it to him, not at the expense of me getting another chance to see Fields, though, and get a full week.
I think it's a guaranteed win. I've said it probably about 10 times in the last how many months that these two games, the game that they just played, and this week, if Russ is the quarterback, it's a guaranteed win.
I think it's a guaranteed win either way.
Yep. That's kind of how I felt last week with Fields.
Yeah. I think the Steelers' defense is going to make Bo Nix wish he was in his 15th year at Oregon.
Yes.
Let's go to Shale in Washington next up. Good morning, Shale. Turn your radio down if you would, please. Or just goodbye. Sean in West Virginia, good morning to you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Good.
Yeah, hopefully Russ is healthy this week. I want to see him go against the Broncos. I mean, he's faced that defense the last 2 years in practice. Surtain's a shutdown corner, and I don't know if Fields can really get the Pickens with him covering him.
So I don't know. A.J. Terrell, yep. Pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of scheme. And, of course, there's a lot of motivation for him to really shove it down Peyton, and hopefully the Steelers can blow him out so all the Bronco fans can see all the stuff they missed out on with Russell.
Thank you for the call, Sean. 412-928-9370. If you want to get in line and talk about which quarterback you want to see the Steelers start on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. Did you have something to add?
No, I'm really starting to lean, as the show goes on, lean towards Justin Fields, because I just don't think that this injury you don't become 100% if you're not 100% the week before or days before.
Man, that's why
it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you've been gifted this opportunity to kind of milk the injury a little bit here. I want to see what Fields looks like with a full week of practice with the ones, and maybe he blows you away. If not, guess what? Then you just go back to Russell Wilson. I don't think there's a downside to playing Justin Fields here. I don't think you're going to lose the football game.
I don't think so.
So why not take advantage of this opportunity to get another look? Because I do think, unless Fields were to start and blow you away, I think they want it to be Russ. You can just say, though, the calf injury's not healed. This is a unique chance to maybe get another look, a better prepared look from Fields at potentially your quarterback of the future. It might not happen again this year. If you go back to Russ and you're winning football games, unless he gets hurt again, you're not going back to Fields. Just take this opportunity. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Take advantage of it. And if he stinks, okay, you go back to Russell Wilson for week 3.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. We'd love to hear from you on this. Obviously, the hot topic of the day. The Steelers 1-0. Steelers, really good. Atlanta, not so much. The referees, oh my God. We'll get to that as well.
First down from the 16. Flags down. Cousins down. Ball is on the ground, and TJ Watts got it, but this is probably going to get overturned by the penalty.
Yeah, I want to take a look at it because sometimes the timing of it is so good that he looks offside. But wow, so you see what they're doing is they're timing it with the center's head bob. That center in these spread formations in gun, he's going to put his head between his legs and then look back up and then one count snap. And these defenders get a beat on it.
Penalty or not, Dorm?
Penalty. No, no, not a penalty. Sorry.
I caught you by surprise.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I thought he timed it perfectly.
Yeah.
You watch it in slow-mo even. Center's head moves. Hand starts to move. And bang, watch shot out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
That's just film work, man.
Yep.
That's preparation. Not the only call missed by the officials in this game. And I think it's important to bring it up. I think it's always important to hold dudes accountable when they don't have press conferences after games, when really we don't see these dudes get demoted or anything like that. We have to take them into the public square and flog them a little bit when things do go wrong. But I think it's also pertinent to the conversation we've been having. Fields v. Russ. Who do you want to see start next Sunday? Someone's blowing up the text line. Same dude, over and over again. Didn't score any touchdowns. I'm looking at the number. Same guy, just texting it in. No touchdowns, only 156 yards passing. Man, they really screwed Pickens and Fields on the play where Pickens was not down by contact.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it is, if you call him down by contact, you can't change that then. You got to let the thing play out, and then if he is down, you go back, you review it, and you can change it that way. So they screwed them there, and maybe we would have seen the Steelers score a touchdown when they had a chance really to take the game over early. It was 6-3, and there's the deep pass to Pickens down the sideline. They call the push-off. That's not a push-off. So you would add, what, 40 yards to Fields' numbers.
Right.
And you may well have scored a touchdown. Now, maybe you could argue it would have been just field goal number 7, but still more points would have been on the board. I actually think Fields played better because of those two plays than even the stat line would indicate.
Yeah, definitely. And also George. I mean, George, I think he finished, what, with like 85, 86
exactly
yards?
Exactly,
85. I mean, think about what his stat line would have been, too. I definitely think that they play better. And it's about the execution of it, too. Like, I know that there was a penalty on one, and then one got brought back a little bit, you know, after yards after the catch. But it's more about the execution for me. Like, to know that that is there, that they are on the same page, that he is looking for George, looking for his reliable, Mr. Reliable, and George coming through and making the plays, I think that is encouraging as well.
I'm with you on that, and just full transparency here, I'm going to go back and do what I always do because I'm a dork, and I'm going to rewatch the game, and I'm going to try to look for things in particular. Like, I want to see how Broderick Jones really held up. I didn't notice him doing anything bad. I want to see the offensive lineman, Zach Frazier. Not that I'm, you know, Craig Wolfley here, and I'm going to break it down, or Chris Hoke, but I also want to see how much A.J. Terrell, George Pickens, saw. I think it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they were doubling him. I thought it was A.J. Terrell, a little safety help over the top. I thought he did a good job against one of the better corners in the NFL. And you're right, the stat line would have been, he would have gone over 100 yards.
Yeah, that one, the 40-yard pass was not, yeah, there it is right there.
Right. And as the number one receiver on a team with, and we saw it yesterday, out a number two, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. 412-928-9370. We still got these tickets to give away. The All Elite Wrestling at Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. Who do you want to see start at quarterback against the Broncos? By the way, they stink. That's not a good Broncos team.
No.
Bo Nix, I understand score situation and game script and all that. You have a rookie quarterback first start, drop back, throw it 42 times. Like, what do you expect is going to happen? Right. QBR of 30. So that's ESPN's all-encompassing quarterback evaluation metric. And then his quarterback rating overall, 45. He was bad. Not to be unexpected. I'm not saying Bo Nix is going to have a bad career. I do think he's going to stink next week, though. Against this defense? So that's why I play Fields. Because I don't think Fields could screw it up bad enough to lose that game. I know that probably sounds crazy. It's the Steelers. We've seen them go on the road and lose games they're supposed to win. They opened up already a 3.5-point favorite in Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that team stinks.
Mm-hmm. I think he would get better. I mean, you know, and I do want to see Russ because I just want to see him. And I think that if Russ was in this game, that they would definitely win this football
game.
But if Fields is the guy, I think he gets better. I don't think he screws anything up. I think he actually, and they open the playbook up a lot more because they are kind of handcuffed. Just like as we've been saying for the last 2 hours that, you know, there he was on a short leash with the practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't have the opportunities to really put in a legitimate offense for Fields.
Right. And maybe you do, like, I know the middle of the field, they didn't attack it. Maybe there is more Freiermuth over the middle of the field if you have a full week to work on those kind of things. But based on the way this game was going, why throw it in there? Why force it? Why screw it up when you know Kirk Cousins is going to screw it up? And we'll get to him in the defense. We've gone almost 2 hours here, barely talked about the defense. We will full form at 8 o'clock. And coming up in the next segment, first edition of Doran's Greats.
Yes.
Which I'm very much looking forward to. Right now, Jeff in Evansburg wants to chime in. Hey, Jeff.
Boys, how are we doing this morning?
Terrific.
So I'm with Doran. I want to see Wilson go in only for the revenge game. But Fields is hot. Fields is going in. He's clicking with the offense. He got him downfield. Let's see Justin do his work again.
Thanks, Jeff. I am as intrigued as you are, Doran, to see Russ Wilson. I just might wait a little bit longer. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. And then, look, I'm not saying this would happen. In fact, I would bet against this. But if you milk it one more week, Fields goes, plays against Denver, throws three touchdowns, something like that, you might never see Russ.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Mm-mm. Because you'll answer a decent amount of questions.
Yeah.
For the present and possibly the future.
One thing, can we get the snaps right? Can we figure that out? That drives me nuts. Dude, first drive, they're going to lose by 30.
Right.
And they seem to figure it out.
Under center. So he's not used to it.
And you know what? I thought we'd see less of that.
So did I.
With Fields.
So did I.
But you don't have time to throw out your entire game plan whenever you're finding out on Friday your quarterback's not going to play. So if it is Fields next week, I'm guessing it's a lot more pistol, a lot more shotgun, and you can run a lot of the same stuff out of pistol that you can run under center.
Yeah.
You're just not going to screw the darn thing up. All right, Mike, last chance to win some tickets here. Mike in Fort Wayne, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Didn't it seem like just rhythmically the offense flowed so well yesterday compared to what we've seen the last few years? I think the thing that the guy that keeps texting or whatever about, oh, no touchdown, the thing that people are missing, we had six scores. We should have had seven scores. When's the last time we have scored seven times in a game?
That's well said, Mike. I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to win the tickets because the caller prior to you, not the best work. It's early season for everybody. I think that's a good point by Mike. There were a couple play calls I didn't love. Like, there was a weird short pass thrown to Pickens on a first down that set him up at, like, 2 in a million.
Yeah.
That I thought they were in the flow, and it took them out of their flow. That's always going to happen, though. Like, I'm not coming down hard on Arthur Smith. I think Arthur Smith called a really good game. There's always going to be one or two plays you're going to want back. Sometimes even more whenever it's Matt Canada. I thought he called a good game, and it looked different, and there was flow. And they only had 2 3-and-outs, something I brought up earlier. On average, the last 8 years, teams average 4 3-and-outs a game. The Steelers have averaged more than that the last few years. It wasn't perfect, not by a long shot, but I do think, yeah, it looked better. I think it looked better. You ready to give out some grades?
Let's do it.
We're not going to go like TJ Watt.
Yeah.
Chris Boswell. We'll bring up some guys that we haven't talked about yet, and then we'll get to the defense coming up at 8 o'clock, 412-928-9370 if you'd like to come along for the ride. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We will talk about the Steelers' stellar defensive effort coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, though, it's time for Doran's player grades. Got to find the thing here, Doran. Doran's player grades, and brought to you by Bet365. There you go. Bet365. Dorn, I'm going to throw some guys at you. Is that the way you want to do it, or do you got guys in particular you want to bring up?
No, you give me the guys that you have on your mind, and I'll give you the legitimate grade that I have in my mind.
All right, I love it. Dante Jackson.
Oh, man, A. A. Thought he was fantastic. And I know that he had the one interception, but the play that he tipped where he hung in the air for a long time, man. I just thought that was a fantastic play. The way that he got his hips around, like the guy obviously has a chip on his shoulder, wants to go out there and show that he could play the cornerback position at a high level. I think that is going to end up looking like a great trade, and I'll take back everything that I said at one point. With Deontay Johnson, if he was on the roster, I still think that would be beneficial for the Steelers. But getting Dante Jackson and seeing what he did in this first game is very, very promising moving forward. Fantastic, fantastic job.
There was something Jay Glazer said on the Fox pregame show that makes me think the Steelers are going to get that Deontay Johnson replacement at some point. We'll get to that. Dante Jackson, though, man, you say you give him an A. He was outstanding.
Yep.
Outstanding. By all accounts, great in training camp and at the facility, at practice. Regardless of whether or not he's this good moving forward, he's definitely the best second corner they've had in a while.
Yes.
Like, night and day different. Last year, Patrick Peterson's falling down in the back of the end zone for a touchdown against Brock Purdy. Dante Jackson was outstanding. How about Minka?
Well, just, back in his truest form. Minka ball, just being the general back there. And the one play that stuck out to me, and we talked about this before the show, is the one play when it was a running play and he was all the way back in the deep safety spot. He's shot down. Textbook. Like, that's what you'll put on the coaching videos that you want to show how to play safety and how to fill at the safety role to get a tackler down to the ground. Textbook tackle, and just was all over the field. Really was A.
I thought that was Patrick Queen.
Yep.
And then they showed it again, and I mean, he came from a great distance to make that play, stopped him, I think, for no gain. Bijan Robinson is a good player.
Very good.
And they did a good job holding him in check. How about Darnell Washington? What grade would you give him?
I'd give him a B+. I think that whenever they ran to his side, it was definitely effective. They got positive yards. He's going to be a huge component to this team and how they want to run the football, and I think he showed that yesterday. He did have a catch. It was just a short pass. I think he had like 5-yard catch or something, but you know, he can do that, but he's a glorified offensive lineman. He really is, and if you have him and you run up his back, like, he is going to you know, create those holes for those running backs and those running lanes. He did a fantastic job yesterday.
He really did.
And that's stuff that people don't see, and it's not sexy, but like, he's a huge component to why they and how they want to run the football.
He just looks different.
Yes.
Pretty much than anybody walking planet Earth. I did not think Patrick Queen had a great game. I missed a couple of tackles in the backfield. I'm not worried about Patrick Queen, but when I think about what the defense did yesterday, and they were outstanding, he did not stand out to me. What grade would you give him?
Yeah, I'd give him, Yeah, he didn't flash really at all.
Mm-mm, no.
So probably C+, because I don't think he got, like, abused or anything, but he just didn't flash. I don't think he really needed to, though, at the same time.
Clearly not. Gave up 230-something yards and only 10 points. All right, finally, Peyton Wilson.
B+.
Yeah.
B+. Looked like the moment wasn't too big for him. His first time getting, you know, NFL action, getting some early, had a couple tackles, and just looks, he looks the part. He was flying around. He was in position. B+, could give him an A-, A, really. But, you know, just for this first outing, I'm going to give him a B+. I thought it was fantastic to see him out there and how many reps he actually did get and that they're comfortable with him out there.
Yes. First drive of the game, it looked like Atlanta was going to get the ball, go down, score. Third down play, Peyton Wilson sheds a block.
Yep.
Blows it up. Would have been a touchdown. We didn't see Devin Bush do that one time after his rookie year. And Peyton Wilson, not a first-round pick, bang, gets off the block, played out there in nickel all day long. They trust him.
Yes, they do.
Which, for a rookie, means they love him. All right, coming up next, let's get more into the defense. I know, you got to score points, 2024 to win. The Steelers' defense looked like the best defense in the NFL yesterday. Can they keep it up? We'll get into it. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 76.